idea of including files into a compilation stream shows an important step in the C compilation process, which is called preprocessing. Before your program is actually translated from C source code into machine code, the preprocessing phase of the compiler will first process all of those preprocessing things, one example of which is the include directive. So it occurs before that actual translation process. And as I mentioned before, you mostly put function declarations and maybe some constant declarations into a header file. Now that's different in C++. There's other things you might want to put in there, but for C, that's pretty much it. And as we've seen already, the standard C library makes use of the preprocessor. In other words, each C compiler will make available to you header files. Standard io.h, an example of one of them. There's quite a number of header files in the standard C library. However, you can tell a standard header file from any other header file, for example, one that you might create or someone else might create in your organization, because the standard files use angle brackets, the less than and greater than sign, to delimit the standard header name. What this means to the compiler is that any header which is delimited by the angle brackets will occur in a particular place in your file system, in some directory. So there's a standard system directory where those headers go, and during compilation, that's where the compiler will look for those. If you want to do your own headers, which you certainly will want to do in large projects, then you include them by just using double quotes instead of the angle brackets. And what the compiler will do is look in the current directory for a file of that name. For example, here, mydefs.h. There are some rules for finding them in other places, but those are platform dependent. For example, in Unix and in DOS, you can have environment variables, and some compilers will look at a particular environment variable which has a set of path names, that is, different directories to search in case it doesn't find what it's looking for in the current directory. For our examples, we'll just put header files in the current directory.